I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. And Peter Stafford Wilson conducts the Springfield Symphony Orchestra this Saturday night at the Clark State Performing Arts Center, featuring hip-hopera singer Babatunde Akinboboye.
I read an article in Gramophone magazine, which is actually a UK publication, about the most popular classical artists on social media. And the first two were sopranos in London, and I looked them up, and they were extraordinarily expensive. But Babatunde Akinboboye actually lives in L.A., and he was third on the list, I think. So I went on Instagram, where he holds forth, and I watched a few of his videos, and has a very compelling voice, and has created this style called hip opera, which is hip-hop opera, where he does traditional arias. I mean, you'll hear him do Largo al Factotum from Barber of Seville, and he will sing every word that Rossini wrote. But he'll add a few things and kind of jazz up the accompaniment. So it's a real interesting crossover. He'll do some traditional tunes. He'll do the Toreador song from Carmen as Bizet wrote it. He'll do Impossible Dream.
After the hip-hopera concert, what's next on the SSO season?
Movies. We're actually doing the Pirates of the Caribbean, the Curse of the Black Pearl, the first installment in that series. Why is the symphony showing a movie? Well, because you're going to hear the film score played live by the Springfield Symphony. And we have a delightful woman conducting the piece. Movie music is the heaviest lifting we do. And it's better left to the professionals, that is, people who have done the score before. And she actually was a part of the scoring of this piece, so nobody knows it better. And then, of course, in April, Mahler 5. I can't wait. We're also bringing back the chorale. We took a year hiatus while we looked for a new director. And we're delighted that Kevin Wilson, who is known to the Dayton arts community, will be coming over as our new SSO chorale director. I'm very excited to bring him on board for two pieces. You know, I looked for repertoire that just involves chorus, doesn't have soloists, and I settled on two pieces that I adore, the Rudder Gloria and Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, and built a half English, half Russian program. Talk about exciting. Crossover in the Symphony Hall, I think, is one of the most exciting elements that's going to renew interest and excitement in so-called symphonic music. And combining opera, traditional opera, with hip-hop, I think, is one of the greatest things. I'd come out just to see what it's all about.
Join Peter Stafford Wilson and hip-hopera singer Babatunde Akinboboye this Saturday at 7:30 at the Kuss Auditorium in the Clark State Performing Arts Center in Springfield. More information at springfieldsym.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.